Good morning. Welcome to the Rainbow and Bloom podcast. I am Melissa, and the Rainbow and Bloom podcast is about personal development primarily. I talk about issues affecting me, observations about life, and in the hope that, you know, someone will be inspired, someone will get an idea or learn something new. And today, I want to talk to you about an observation I have been making a lot in this past year to 2 years. And it's about our blind spots overall. It's about our blind spots and how so many of us are kind of living backwards and recreating the scenario from our childhood, or continually reacting to something in our past, and why I believe it's so hard for so many people to get past that. So the repetitive theme that's been coming across to me these past 2 years, 2 years ago, I had a relationship with someone who has a textbook case of narcissistic personality disorder. And that was eye-opening to me. But, both because of what I experienced, but also because of observations I had been making over the past few years, just being an observer. When I was disabled and sick, and I had to be still, and I had to observe first myself and then other people in the world around me, begin to open your eyes to things that you don't notice when you're busy, 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 and vulnerable, you know, and when you're vulnerable. And so what's been coming across really clear to me is how widespread the issue of childhood traumas and childhood indoctrinations affect us. And most of us walk around unaware of it. And it doesn't necessarily have to be traumas, but, you know, when we're growing up, when we're born to when we're maybe 5, 7, 10 years old, maybe not as old. By 10, it's set in already. But, you know, 1 to 7, let's say, people are pouring into us, our parents, our relatives, our environment, you know, the schools we go to, our teachers. The people around us, the circumstances we're born into, pour into us the idea of who we are, right? Especially the people very close to us. Who are you? What do we believe? How do we behave? And you have to comply. You have no other choice. And your sense of self, your sense of identity comes from somebody else. And a lot of times that also involves abuse. And there are different types of abuse. You don't have to have an alcoholic parent or a parent who curses at you. You can have a nice Christian mom and dad who everybody respects and who's responsible and does all the right things. Even that parent can be toxic. So a lot of us, you know, we're shaped by these things. And our, you know, toxic parents or abusive parents, even being overly allowing you to do whatever you want, that is a form of abuse too, because one thing that kids need is boundaries. So, you know, it can be a form of neglect. So, you know, we go through these things. And it creates our sense of self and our perception of the world around us. And we just go through life like that. And then we kind of, you know, we create scenarios that and we relate to and create and look for scenarios that confirm how we see ourselves. And so another thing that has occurred to me is how important it is to pay attention to your self-talk. How are you talking to yourself? How do you see yourself? Which, if it didn't come from you dismantling everything that you think you are to build something that is authentic to you, then you're not really living your truth, right? So how are you, you're not living your truth, and your sense of who you are is likely false. It's not like truly you. So we have to be very cognizant of our thinking and knowing where it comes from, and is it in line with who we know in our soul we truly are? A lot of us are not doing that. A lot of us are just operating on autopilot. Because being able to look inside requires a few things. First and foremost, obviously, awareness. And there is a very, very pervasive lack of awareness. I'm noticing most people have no awareness. They think they do, but they don't realize that that awareness is just a self-approval, you know. So there's a lack of awareness. When you have awareness, you can say, okay, this is a problem I have. I don't know where it's coming from, but I can figure it out. I don't know how yet to go about resolving it, but I can figure that out. So you have to have awareness and you have to have humility. And, you know, humility is a difficult thing too for people, because especially when we have trauma that we're compensating for, the entire point is to avoid confronting it. And so we create alternative facts for ourselves. And so we can never get to, I just had this conversation around these issues where the conversation wasn't about these issues. The conversation was about somebody who is living in a circle, having a circuitous circumstance at work, circuitous experiences, identical experiences. And I notice once again, the person keeps making it about something external. And anything that I would respond to say, look, you have to think about your thinking, because you're recreating this situation in your life. It can't always be everybody else that has the problem. You're the common denominator in these different situations, year after year after year, 10 years, the same thing, 3-4 different jobs. It has to be something that you are not facing. It has to be something you're bringing to the table. And, you know, I said that you're thinking, how we think, how we see the world creates our reality. We create the reality with our thoughts, with our mind. We confirm what we believe, especially when you don't have awareness of it. And so her response was to deny it. And there's all these exogenous reasons why she keeps being in the same situation. It cannot be, because she's thinking, her thinking that, you know, every job sucks and I'm beautiful and I'm capable and I'm a Black woman and, you know, I'm always going to face this, that, and the other, especially in the types of jobs I have. And so when I come back with, but there are Black women who go through the same things and they still succeed at what they do and love their job, if they're an employee or if they're an entrepreneur, you know, and I am no exception to that, believe me. I'm trying to do something in a white male dominated industry that is not accepting me. Nobody can tell me more about what you're talking about, but it's about the attitude you bring into what you're doing and where you go. And what you're calling to you, you know, everybody has something they have to deal with. But what are you calling to you? And you create it, you draw it with your mind. And so, you know, these blind spots that we have, it's really important to shed light on them, you know, because you don't know what you don't know and you can't see what you can't see. So what we usually do is find confirmation. And so when we find confirmation for what we want to believe already, then it's the truth as far as we're concerned. And we look at all of these other people saying the same thing as evidence that what we're saying is true. I have had this conversation. I had it twice yesterday, reconnecting with old friends. And the same thing, like just because there's a crowd saying something doesn't mean what they're saying is true. Or you only paying attention. I said to my other friend, you know, arguing with me about the vaccine of all things, you know, I said, it's you can always find information to validate what you believe, no matter what. And we all have an agenda, you know, but it's the same thing over and over. Like people, so many of us are in circuitous situations. We have repetitive circumstances. And when one thing that we don't realize is that we are reacting to emotional impulses and not really making decisions and not really living our truth, you know. We create validation for ourselves. And one of the things that people hide behind is religion. People use religion for that because you can always find a scripture that seems to validate something you believe. And then you can say, God said it, you know, but God obviously requires integrity, you know, context and intention, you know. Is it actually godly, the thing that you're thinking, you know? And so what are your subconscious beliefs about yourself? You know, that's what I think that these are things that kids should be taught, you know, but that would require humility on the part of adults to say, I'm not perfect. No adult is perfect. And yes, you must respect authority, but you must also be very aware of and question things that cause you in your spirit to say something's off, you know, and encourage kids to think for themselves. And you know, because these things last forever. It can take a lifetime, really, into your 40s and 50s to go, wow, you know, I didn't even realize I was basically living in survival mode the whole time. Wasn't really living, existing in a situation where I am trying to avoid the same hazard I was trying to avoid as a kid, a very young kid, when I had no other choice but to stay in that situation. What behavior patterns I learned back then in my earliest days to protect myself emotionally and mentally in with what little, you know, resources I had in terms of experience and understanding, you know, what did I have to do to try to protect myself? And that's, I've been seeing that over and over again. And just this detachment from our authentic self and people really suffering because, you know, they are unaware or suffering because of decisions or reactions, these reactions that they get themselves into, and it just creates another problem. It's like one stronghold compounded on top of another stronghold. And we call that a life. And it's like a trap. It's a prison. So, if you're not growing, you're dying. It's one or the other, you know? And a lot of us really are like the walking dead. A lot of us are just existing and just trying to make it and going through the motions. And that's not what we were created for. We were created to prosper. We were created to, be joyful and just really enjoy life and create more. But you can't do that. You can't create more. You can't really love your life, if you can't figure out a way out of a trap that you're in. Keep creating these scenarios and live, frustrated and insecure, a lot of insecurity and fear of facing yourself, fear of facing whatever is whatever dysfunction is driving you to do things, and sometimes really terrible things like narcissists do, or people with narcissistic tendencies. Or, narcissist is that topic is a big topic these days. Things especially because of the previous president, but also it's just because of I think social media and how everything is becoming even more about self. It's just something that's coming out a lot more. I don't know if it's always been like it's always been there. And just under the surface, because our society was different, a few decades back, and or if it's just, the resources we have now, social media, etc., that is just bringing out what was already there. But it's a big topic now. And but I don't think it's only NPD, narcissistic personality disorder, sufferers, but other people, a lot of us have those, some of those tendencies. So, the bottom line is really to have the courage and the commitment and the maturity, to focus on our thinking. Really pay attention to, be honest with yourself, be embarrassed, be afraid, be uncomfortable. That's the only way to grow. Be willing to face your own ugliness, and so that you can be in an empowered position to be able to do something about it, to become a better person for yourself and for your family and your community. That's the bottom line. Be who you truly are. And then you can you can be in the driver's seat of your life. And it's not about being a perfect person and doing all the right things. It's about being an empowered person, you know? There's nothing like the scales dropping from your eyes. There's nothing like realizing that you were not able to see before is real freedom, So it's so important to be able to do that. And I'm just seeing this more and more. And look, sometimes awareness is very frustrating because you see things, and a lot of times you have to just kind of swallow your voice. Like, you have to just observe, be the observer first of yourself, but just observe others and not always say what you're thinking, but kind of wait. Boy. Being an empath also makes life a lot harder because you see things and because you feel everything. And I'm a Sagittarius too, so I have a whole lot of these personality traits that make me a lot more sensitive to things. But My desire is always to help somebody else heal. I have my own healing to do. I'm very aware of. So, yesterday was an interesting day, having two conversations with two people who brought this all up again. And it's actually issues that I have to deal with every day because of a relationship. But oh my goodness. Life is very interesting, you guys. And what I wanted to know, have you observed any of these things about yourself or about other people? Have you noticed any circuitous circumstances in your own life? Are there any people that you know of who aren't facing some stuff that they need to for them to have a more authentic, empowered life and a better relationship with you and everybody else? Thank you for listening to the end. I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you again soon. Take care.